This article is brought to you by the best-selling books Eat Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The Me Too Bridge, how to turn a cold open into instant common ground. Stop fumbling for the right words and start building real connection fast. In short, the Me Too Bridge is a specific technique for opening cold social moments through shared experience rather than clever questions. It works because people connect through similarity, not performance. Scan the room or situation for something genuinely shared before you speak. Name that commonality briefly, then invite the other person to confirm or add to it. The connection happens in the Me Too moment, not in your opening line. Definition: the Me Too Bridge icebreaker is a conversational technique that creates instant common ground by spotting a shared detail in the immediate environment, naming it simply, and inviting the other person to confirm a similar experience. It turns a cold open into a warm, mutual exchange. I have watched a talented woman walk into a room full of strangers, prepare something clever to say, deliver it with a smile, and receive polite silence in return. She had tried hard. She had prepared. She had failed anyway, because what she prepared was a performance rather than a connection. That moment stays with me, because I have been on both sides of it. Icebreakers are supposed to dissolve discomfort. Too often they create more of it. The trouble is that most people approach them as a problem of what to say, when the real problem is what to look for. In Say It Right Every Time for Women, I introduce a concept called the Me Too Bridge, drawn from the social framework in Chapter 12. It is one of the most practical tools in the book, because it does not ask you to be witty or charismatic. It asks you to pay attention. Read this article, and you will have a working method for turning any cold open into a moment of genuine connection, in a group, one-on-one, in person, or over a screen. Why icebreakers feel so awkward to begin with? The discomfort is not a personal feeling. It is structural. When you walk into a new room or join a meeting where most people already know each other, you're starting at a social deficit. Everyone else has context you do not have. The most common response is to compensate by trying too hard, asking a question that is too big, making a joke that misses, or offering a compliment that sounds rehearsed. None of these work because they ask the other person to perform too. Here is the truth of it. People do not connect through brilliance. They connect through recognition. When someone signals that they share your experience, your nervous system relaxes. That recognition is what a real icebreaker produces. It is not about breaking the ice so much as finding the water that was already there. The Me Too Bridge works because it stops asking you to generate connection from nothing and starts asking you to find it in what is already present. What do you need before you say a word? Two things must be in place before the Me Too Bridge can work. The first is a genuine observation. The technique depends entirely on something real in the shared environment: a late start, a crowded room, a confusing agenda, an unusually good coffee. If you invent the commonality, people sense it. An icebreaker that feels manufactured does the opposite of what you intend. The second is an open stance. In Chapter 12 of Say It Right Every Time for Women, I describe open stance as the physical and conversational posture that signals you're available for connection. Turn shoulders, crossed arms, and eyes on your phone all close you off before you've spoken. Open stance means facing the room, keeping your body language relaxed, and making brief eye contact that says, I am here, and I am approachable. This is not performance. It is readiness. If either of these is missing, the steps that follow will feel flat. Prepare both before you open your mouth. The six-step Me Too Bridge process. The social framework from Say It Right Every Time for Women gives this process its shape. Here is how to apply it as a practical icebreaker sequence. Number 1. Scan the room or situation for a shared detail. Do a 10-second room scan. Look for something that everyone in the space has already experienced or is currently experiencing together. This could be the setting, the timing, the context, or a minor inconvenience. You are not looking for a topic. You are looking for a signal of common ground. In a team meeting that started late, that is your shared detail. At a conference where the Wi-Fi is unreliable, that is your shared detail. Number 2. Open with a question, not a statement. Your first words should invite the other person in, not announce your presence. A statement closes, a question opens. Instead of "what a morning," write, "Try, have you been waiting long? Or did you manage to find parking all right?" The question is simple and low stakes. It does not require wit or courage. It just requires that you ask. Number 3. Name the commonality when they respond. This is the bridge itself. When they answer, reflect back the shared element simply. Right, same here.
I have been circling that car park for 20 minutes.
You are not trying to be funny or interesting. You are confirming we share this.
That confirmation is the moment of connection.
It is small, and it works precisely because it is small. Number 4. Connect on a second layer.
Once the first sheer detail has landed, go one level deeper. Not into personal history, not into opinions, but into something adjacent and equally low risk. Is this your first time at one of these, or have you been before?
This debt builds momentum.
The first exchange broke the surface. This one invites the other person to share more of their experience.
Number 5. Include others if the conversation is in a group. In a group setting, a good icebreaker does not become a private conversation between two people. Once you have established your first connection, bring others in deliberately.
I was just saying to Sarah that I have never seen the registration queue this long.
Have you all been waiting? This signals warmth to the group and stops the dynamic from feeling exclusive. I describe this in detail in the social framework as the include step, because a closed circle shuts people out and erodes the trust you just built. Number 6. Amplify and exit gracefully.
The final step of a strong icebreaker is often overlooked.
If someone in the group has made a good point that went unacknowledged, name it. I thought what Marcus said about the format was worth coming back to. Amplification is a small act with large impact. It tells people you were genuinely listening, and it earns you trust before the real conversation has even started.
Then exit the icebreaker phase naturally, let the agenda begin. Allow a natural pause, or turn to introduce someone new.
Adapting the MeToo bridge for virtual meetings.
Remote settings create a specific version of the cold open problem.
There's no shared room to scan, no coffee queue, no ambient noise that tells you something about the situation. What there is, almost always, is a shared technical or logistical experience: the meeting that started 2 minutes late, the person who joined on mute, the link that bounced.
These are your raw material.
Do not waste them by moving straight to the agenda. Before the formal content begins, name the shared moment. I think we have all had one of those mornings where every call runs over. I appreciate everyone making the time.
This takes 5 seconds.
What it does is signal humanity before the work starts, which is exactly what engaging virtual meetings need most. The MeToo bridge works in digital spaces because shared experience is still shared experience, even when it is a buffering screen rather than a crowded lift.
One additional adjustment in virtual settings: the open stance is replaced by camera presence. Eyes forward, body slightly towards the screen, and a brief pause before diving in.
These are the signals that tell remote participants you are present and paying attention. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last,
and regret the words they used when they finally had them.
The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you.
Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com.
Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with icebreakers.
3 specific errors come up again and again. Each has a clear correction.
The mistake: asking a question that is too big too soon, such as what is the most interesting project you've worked on this year. Why it happens: people confuse depth with warmth.
They think a meaningful question will create a meaningful connection.
What to do instead?
Start small and specific.
Big questions put people on the spot.
Small, shared observations give them somewhere easy to land.
The mistake: trying to be funny before trust is established. Why it happens: humor feels like a shortcut to warmth. And sometimes it is, when it lands.
But a joke that misses in a cold room makes the temperature drop further. This is covered in detail in How to Use Humor to Ease Workplace Tension.
What to do instead?
Lead with the observation. Let the warmth come first, and allow humor to emerge naturally rather than performing it.
The mistake: skipping the amplify step entirely and moving straight into the agenda. Why it happens:
people think the icebreaker is over once the first exchange has happened. They do not realize the final step is what locks in the connection.
What to do instead?
Before moving on, acknowledge something said by someone else. One sentence is enough.
It signals that you were genuinely present, not just filling time. Your pre-conversation MeToo bridge checklist. Use this before any situation where you need to open cold.
Run through it in the 60 seconds before you speak. Number 1. I have done a 10-second room scan and identified at least one shared detail in the immediate environment. Number 2. My body language is open shoulders facing the room, arms uncrossed, phone away. Number 3. I have a low-stakes opening question ready, not a statement, and not a performance.
Number 4.
I know how I will reflect the shared detail back once they respond.
Number 5. If this is a group setting, I have thought about at least one person I can include after the first exchange.
Number 6. I'm prepared to amplify one voice before the icebreaker phase ends.
Number 7.
I have a natural exit ready, a question that hands the conversation over, or a comment that opens it to the group.
This checklist takes under a minute to run.
It is the difference between walking in prepared and walking in hoping.
For team meetings, where icebreakers are a regular feature, build this into your preparation rather than leaving it to instinct.
Instinct fails when stakes are higher.
Preparation does not.
When the icebreaker leads to something harder.
Sometimes the small talk that begins with a cold open leads directly into a difficult conversation.
You meet someone in a hallway, the icebreaker works, and then you realize you need to address something uncomfortable.
That transition is its own skill.
The empathy bridge technique is specifically designed for this moment. It creates the same kind of shared ground signal as the Me Too bridge, but applies it to the opening of a difficult exchange rather than a neutral one.
If you have mastered one, the other comes naturally.
The same applies when small talk precedes a difficult team conversation. The warmth you build in the opening phase matters, because it raises the emotional floor of what follows.
A team that starts cold handles conflict with less trust than one that started with a real connection, even a small one. The ground under your feet. In 60 years of paying attention to how people connect, I have come to trust one thing above all: people are not looking for you to be impressive. They're looking for you to make them feel less alone in the room.
The Me Too Bridge icebreaker does exactly that. It does not ask you to perform. It asks you to pay attention, find the common ground that is already there, and name it simply.
The connection follows from that, almost every time.
This is what I set out to teach and Say It Right every time for women, that the most powerful social tools are the simplest ones, used with intention and care.
Scan the room. Find the shared thing. Name it. Trust the process.
Frequently asked questions.
What is the Me Too Bridge in conversation?
The Me Too Bridge is a technique for turning a cold social opening into instant common ground by spotting a shared detail, naming it briefly, and inviting the other person to confirm it.
It creates connection fast by signaling similarity rather than trying to impress.
How do you use icebreakers without sounding forced?
Effective icebreakers stay specific and low stakes.
Observe something real about the shared situation, name it simply, then ask a question that lets the other person add their own experience. Forced icebreakers fail because they ask people to perform rather than connect.
Why do most icebreakers fall flat in group settings?
Most icebreakers fail in groups because they rely on performance rather than shared experience.
People feel put on the spot rather than included.
The Me Too Bridge works differently because it builds connection through observation and commonality, not through clever questions or games.
What is the social framework for group conversations?
The social framework is a 6-step method from Say It Right Every Time for Women for navigating group settings. It guides you through scanning the room, opening with questions, connecting on commonalities, including others, amplifying overlooked voices, and leaving gracefully.
How do you break the ice with someone you've never met?
Start with something you both share in the immediate environment, the event, the setting, a common weight, a mutual challenge. Name it briefly and invite their view.
This gives the other person something real to respond to, which makes connection feel natural rather than manufactured.
How does the Me Too Bridge work in remote or virtual meetings?
In virtual settings, the Me Too Bridge uses shared digital experience as its raw material: a meeting running over, a technical glitch, a shared deadline. Name the common situation briefly before the formal agenda begins.
It signals humanity and lowers the temperature before the work starts.
Thank you for listening.
If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.